then you became Tulsa Public Schools superintendent for the second time in 1990. What factors drew you back to TPS as superintendent?
I'd have to say Ray Kernodge's, who was on the board at the time, his persuasiveness, his concern that hadn't passed a bond issue in 18 years or something of that nature. He wanted me to come back and see if we could pass the bond issue. We had $125 million in the bank at the time if we could get to it. But people were not of an attitude at that time to pass bond issues because the district enrollment had shrunk to about half of what it was. A number of schools had been closed, and there was an antagonism there. So anyway, he and other board members thought that since I knew the district, I might be able to come back and be able to do something to help pass bond issues. So we came back, and the first obvious thing was that we were having 10 bus breakdowns a day, average. And my argument to the public, first off, was that we can't get the kids to school, we can't teach them. Well, that resonated, apparently, because we passed a little $7 million bond issue. Kind of broke the issue, so to speak. Then we come back with the second one, which was about $30 million or something of that nature, for air conditioning. All the suburban schools were air-conditioned. Our kids sat in the heat. So we got $3 million worth of windows and air conditioners. I retired at that point, and the next bond issue, I think, was over $100 million, and then recently they passed one for $300 million. That money was so desperately needed by the district because years ago, the state legislature had approved the idea that you could use building funds for salaries for custodians and other personnel. And so instead of just using that to repair buildings, most of that money was going for salaries. So the only money to repair buildings laid in the bond issues. That's why we needed to get into bond issues. So I came back with two B's and two C's, buses, buildings, curriculum, and Colorado. Colorado was where I was going to retire when we got this thing done. So that was 3.5 more years of involvement with the district.
How would you describe your second term with TPS? You weren't implementing new programs at that point, is that true? And you were mostly concerned with passing bond issues?
That was the primary objective. The other just came naturally. 1017 was in the background and was passed early on when I was around the second time. That gave the opening for Mayo. The rub at Elliott gave the opening for Eisenhower International School. That was the curriculum part of my two B's and two C's.
What is a high-performing, high-challenge school? What are some of the issues at that type of school that you wouldn't find at a more traditional school?
Well, I did considerable research across the state with a cohort from the University of Central Oklahoma. What we were looking for were schools that were essentially poverty-stricken, if you will, real problems in that arena, but were achieving well on the state tests. What we did was, I say what she did, was go out and visit those schools, interview those people, gather data, send it to me, which I crunched the data then to determine, you know, just what they were doing that despite their poverty issues were making them high performing. And a lot of it, of course, had to do with orchestrating the teachers, being sure that they were working in teams, team teaching, doing, if you will, some of the kind of innovative things that we had been promoting for years, getting teachers out of isolation and cooperating with each other and getting to see that even though the tests were given at particular grade levels and tests weren't given at their level, they were as responsible as those teachers at the fifth grade, we'll say. We found those schools, interviewed the teachers and the principals, and visited and developed our research results from that.
Isn't it difficult to get a teacher to go to a high-challenge school? That there are only certain kind that say, yes, that's where I want to be, and others say, no, I don't want to be in one of those situations.
Well, I think that's true with any profession. There are people who like to feel challenged at different kinds of levels. Yes, certainly. I think of special education teachers, particularly, how difficult a row they have to hoe as far as teaching kids with disabilities. There are other teachers that prefer to go to high-challenge areas, recognize the needs that those kids have, and are willing to work with those kids. It takes a certain personality to do that.
And that seems to be few of them.
Yes. Yes, I think that's true. I think probably the majority of teachers want to work with kids that are higher on the education scale.
But they need a special ability. Not everybody can do it.
No, absolutely. I think it's an empathy, for one thing. The ability to accept small achievements, patience. They have attributes that many of us don't have.
Yeah.